This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. New York is among at least 16 states suing over President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the southern border. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
There were protests scattered around the country on President's Day. And in New York, Attorney General Letitia James says the Trump administration's plan to divert funding from military construction and other programs to pay for a border wall threatens her state's public safety infrastructure. In Washington, D.C., protester Bishop Garrison.
This is a wall that neither Mexico nor Congress want to pay for. That the American people do not want.
All of the states involved in the lawsuit have attorneys general who are Democrats. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
U.S. President Trump, in a speech partly intended to be heard by members of the military of Venezuela, called for the end of socialism in that country, saying that the United States seeks a peaceful transition of power, but all options are open. Mr. Trump in Miami appealed to Venezuelan soldiers to ignore orders from President Nicolas Maduro and accept the amnesty offer made by the head of the National Assembly, Juan Guaido, who is now recognized as Venezuela's president by the United States and about 50 other countries. He also blamed the country's economic collapse on socialism and tied it to the democratic socialist movement right here in the United States.
We know that socialism is not about justice. It's not about equality. It's not about lifting up the poor. Socialism is about one thing only: power for the ruling class.
Anti-Trump activists in the Democratic Socialist Movement, including a freshman member of Congress, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez from New York, are galvanizing young voters who could be a pivotal force in the 2020 presidential election. This is VOA News. Seven British lawmakers have quit the main opposition Labour Party over the leadership's approach to Brexit and anti-Semitism allegations in the ranks. The seven moderate members of Parliament say they will form an independent group. Their defection is the biggest split in the Labour Party since four senior members quit in 1981 to form the Socialist Democratic Party. The group told reporters in London's County Hall Monday that the Labour Party has changed since leader Jeremy Corbyn came to power in 2015, he said the party no longer tolerates center-left views. China is accusing the United States of trying to stymie development of its telecommunications sector by saying that China could be using its equipment to spy on foreign customers. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman said Monday the U.S. is fabricating an excuse and using politics to suppress Chinese industry. The United States has said it suspects Beijing of using networks built by Huawei Technologies, the world's biggest manufacturer of telecommunications equipment, to spy on foreign governments. Meanwhile, Iran's president says U.S. sanctions prove that an economic war is being waged on his country. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Hassan Rouhani says the impact of the sanctions indicate that an economic war is more difficult than a military war. Rouhani was speaking as he inaugurated the third and final phase of the sprawling Persian Gulf Star refinery. Rouhani praised the inauguration, saying in a televised speech that it comes despite America's imposing the harshest sanctions on Iran. The Trump administration last year pulled out of Iran's nuclear deal with world powers and reimposed sanctions on Iran, targeting its vital oil sector. I'm Charles Ledesma.
The last defenders of the Islamic State terror group self-declared caliphate are refusing to surrender, clinging to their last sliver of land while hiding among hundreds of civilians commanders. With the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces, observers and officials with the anti-IS coalition say about 300 mostly foreign fighters have so far rebuffed efforts to get them to give up. Four Indian soldiers and three suspected militants are among nine people killed Monday in a fierce gun battle as Indian security forces hunted for their organizers of a deadly suicide bombing that killed 40 paramilitary personnel in India's Kashmir and escalated tensions between India and Pakistan. That gun battle erupted when militants opened fire on an army contingent as search operations were being conducted in the village close to where the suicide bomber rammed his vehicle into a paramilitary convoy just last week. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.